Let's get to it right here, right now. My dual Super Sunday NFL six packs. That's right. The most revolutionary radio segment of all time. I didn't steal it from anybody, unlike others. So therefore, I don't have to give credit to anybody because I created it myself. We do it each and every Friday. Six games against the NFL spread, and we always pick the Commanders game. And six NFL teams, the top six, ranked 1 through 6, and we start at the top. We don't waste time. We start at the top, 1 through 6. Did the Commanders make it this week for the first time? All right, let's get to it. My six games against the NFL spread. We start in London Friday morning. Cheerio! Sunday morning, not Friday morning. It's already past Friday morning. Cheerio! In London, the Vikings undefeated off of the tight win against Green Bay. They were blowing them out in the first half. Not so much in the second half when Green Bay came alive. And the Vikings were a little bit sloppy. They take on the New York Jets. Speaking of sloppy, this is either going to be a big rebound for the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, that offensive line, all sorts of false starts, all sorts of cadence issues, what have you. The Jets losing to the Denver Broncos in the rain. Can they get Garrett Wilson on track against an aggressive, not blitzing as much Brian Flores defense, against their former quarterback and Sam Darnold? The Vikings and the Jets in London. 9:30 in the morning, I'm taking the Vikings. Minus the 2.5 to stay undefeated. Now, the Vikings are going to lose at some point. I got it. The Jets, to me, are capable of winning this game. I just don't know if the Jets have enough weapons to go with and toe-to-toe with the Vikings. And the Jets, as we told you about, they've struggled to stop the run. One of the worst-ranked defensive line yesterday, we told you. The worst-ranked defensive line, according to PFF, in the NFL. One spot behind the Commanders. Give me the Vikings, minus the 2.5. The Houston Texans survived last week. They survived against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were desperate for a win. The Texans have not been great so far this year by any stretch, but C.J. Stroud had probably his best game of the year. Again, and he needed every little bit of it. They host the Buffalo Bills this week. Now, you may remember that the Bills traded Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. Diggs had a rushing touchdown last week. The Bills this week go to Houston, and they are going to be short a bunch of key players. Ed Oliver, probably their best defensive tackle. Austin Johnson, another defensive tackle. Starting safety Taylor Rapp. Remember, they lost their former two starting safeties over the offseason. All ruled out by Sean McDermott, and it gets worse. Wide receiver Khalil Shakir also ruled out. This is the back end of two road games against two good opponents. And the Buffalo Bills are going in, again, very, very shorthanded. Shakir, by the way, is the team-leading receiver for the Bills through four games. 230 yards, two touchdowns, 18 of 19 targets. That means more Curtis Samuel. You want to look at an overprop for Curtis Samuel on catches. We will see on that. But the Bills are really light going into this game. Give me the Houston Texans. They were already light and banged up in the linebacker level with Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson. Those guys might play. They might not play. They are not absolutely ruled out. So we will see what happens with there. But either way, it would be their first game back in a while. Give me the Houston Texans minus one at home against the Buffalo Bills. The Seattle Seahawks back home on a short week after losing a Monday Night Football barn burner to the Detroit Lions. Listen, their defense can't be as bad as it was on Monday. So when you factor in the fact that the Giants have to go all the way to Seattle and now have no Malik Nabers. See, we wait as long as we can on Friday to get some of the injury reports because it has a huge impact. No Malik Nabers. He's been ruled out by Brian Daboll and the Giants. Seattle get some of their guys back. Again, yes, it's a short week. You know what kind of hornet's nest it is to play in Seattle. Give me them minus the 7 over the New York Giants, and there'll be more calls for Daniel Jones to get benched or traded or whatever from the Giants fans who think, you know, every quarterback just snaps their fingers and walks into Seattle and Lumen Field and throws for 300 yards. Although, Sam Howell actually acquitted himself pretty well in the second half last year in Seattle. Give me Seattle minus the 7 over the Giants. Let's see. Game 4. Pittsburgh. Sunday night. Football against the Dallas Cowboys. First time the two teams have met on Sunday night football. Somehow, some way, with all of the butt-kissing that we do to America's team, somehow, some way, we've not gotten Dallas and Pittsburgh on a Sunday night. Well, that changes this Sunday at AccuSure Stadium. I think that's what they call it now. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 2.5-point favorites over the Cowboys, who come off of that perhaps season-saving win on last Thursday. So they got a little extra rest, but they have no DeMarcus Lawrence. They have probably no Micah Parsons. And they're already missing one of their backup receivers or contributory receivers. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Fields has actually been playing better than I thought he would. He's still not great. Pittsburgh will run the ball, I think, against this Dallas defense, especially with them being as light because of injuries. At home, give me the Steelers minus the 2.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. Game number 4. Game number 4. Game number 5. My bad, I miscounted. The Jacksonville Jaguars somehow are 3-point favorites over the Indianapolis Colts, who come off of beating the undefeated previously Pittsburgh Steelers. But they have Joe Flacco in the fold. Anthony Richardson is said to be his status up in the air. I wouldn't count on Anthony Richardson, but the Colts just announced no Jonathan Taylor. So they're asking Joe Flacco to go on the road without Jonathan Taylor against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who stink, but played much better last Sunday, losing to Houston, basically late in that game, and who have to win a game at some point, right? I mean, Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson can't be this bad. Give me the Jaguars minus the 3. That's right. They're 3-point favorites at home, even with an 0-4 record, even against the Colts, who upset the Steelers last week. Jacksonville minus the 3 over Indianapolis. And our final game on the board, you know it, the Washington Commanders and the Cleveland Browns. Will they be laughing? Will they be clowning around on Sunday? It says here that because of the injuries to Noah Brown and the potential status being very iffy of Brian Robinson, and the Browns being a good defense, and I'm telling you, their offense can move the football. That's what the tape shows. That's what the numbers show. It says here this will be a very close game. I believe that. I believe it in my heart and in my head. But maybe I'm cursing you guys. I don't know. I'm going to roll with the burgundy and gold. Minus the 3.5. Something like 24-20? I've been saying all week 24 is that magic number. Give me the Commanders. Minus the 3.5, baby. 24-20 over the Cleveland Clowns at Northwest Stadium. Kings minus the 2.5. The Commanders minus the 3.5. Texans minus 1. Seattle minus 7. A lot of favorites on the board. Pittsburgh minus 2.5. Six favorites. I went 6 favorites. Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Texans, Washington, and the Minnesota Vikings. I'll put these picks up a little bit later. So far through the year, again, 3-3 in the first 3 weeks, 4-2 last week. So that makes us 13-11. All right, and quickly, just because we got to finish the segment and I took too long, my Super 6 rankings of the best 6 NFL teams. We'll start at the top, the Kansas City Chiefs at 4-0. Despite my inkling about all their injuries and Mahomes being mortal, the Kansas City Chiefs, back-to-back champions, they've earned it. Number 2, Minnesota at 4-0. They stayed undefeated. They hung on for dear life in Lambeau. Now in London against the messy Jets. give me the Vikings as my number two team in the NFL. Makes sense. Number three, how about the Seattle Seahawks? Sure, they didn't play anybody until last Monday night, but they were valiant without a bunch of their starting defensive front seven. Again, they go home to play the Giants. Should be a pretty easy win. The Seattle Seahawks are number three. Number four, the Buffalo Bills. Yes, even though I picked against them in Houston, even though Houston is not my top six right now, I got to give credit to the Bills. Even though they lost in Baltimore, I think a lot of teams are mortal and are going to lose in Baltimore. Not every team, of course, but Buffalo gets still a little tip of the cap at number four. Pittsburgh is number five. The Steelers off of their first loss again, hosting the Cowboys on Sunday night. The narrative could change very much so by Sunday night. And at number six, did he do it? Hell yeah, I did. I put the damn Commanders at number six in my NFL Super Sunday six-pack. There you have it, boys and girls. Kansas City, Minnesota, Seattle, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and the Washington Commanders.